It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, 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 everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, and this is the George Williams Show. Folks, we got a lot to talk about, and we will be doing that. Our telephone number is 251-343-0106, and we will begin. We have a special guest tonight, and he's coming on the line as we speak right now. Here we go, folks. All right. Caller, you're on the line.
Chairman George, how you doing?
All right, folks, we have our guest, and he's way up there. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Huntsville.
You're in Huntsville. Okay, folks.
Yeah, I'm in Huntsville. I just got I work up here, you know, but I'm in District 7 as well.
Okay, great. Folks, our guest is Reverend David Perry, and he is one of the Republican nominees for District 7, for the Congressional District 7. Welcome, David.
Thank you so much, Brother George. God bless you.
Right.
It's good to be on your show.
All right. We got you back. We had you a few weeks ago, and we're going to have you on some more because there's a special election in District, what, 2? District 7? And what's the other district?
I think District, is it 1? No?
Yeah, District 1, yeah. Yeah,
I think so.
1, 2, and 7. All right. And folks, this is our man. This is the man that we want to represent us against Congresswoman Sewell. And she is a zero, folks. I can't overemphasize that. David, how is it going on your campaign?
It's going pretty good. Everybody is positive, and everything is going well, and people are receiving the message that it's time for change.
Okay.
And as long as we under this Democratic rule in District 7,
okay,
we're going to continue to have this increase of crime and poverty and lack of economic empowerment. And it's just time for a change.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, because that person is a zero. I agree with that. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I grew up in Selma, Alabama. I'm one of 14 siblings.
Whoa, okay.
And my dad and mom had 11.
Wow.
And they adopted 3.
Okay.
And I'm the 7th son.
Oh,
so
right.
I got that blessed number.
Wow.
But my dad and mom was conservative, African Methodist Episcopal pastors.
Okay.
They served well, and they always had conservative views about life, and it just followed over to me.
Okay, great.
You know, I believe that the Democrats are really doing harm to the district. I do not believe that their leadership would change.
Right, right.
And more about my background, I graduated from Southside High School in 1981.
Okay.
And I received a football scholarship to the University of West Alabama.
Okay.
And I played for Coach Frank North.
Okay.
Great man. And from there, the Army recruited me from the University of West Alabama, and I went in the Army as a nuclear missile tech.
Hmm.
And the goal was to go to West Point. But I had a detour with that, and I ended up getting accepted to West Point, but I turned it down because I went home to help my dad.
Okay.
With the farm. We had a 117-acre farm.
Wow. Okay.
And, but I thank God for the experience of the military. And I love the military. If I had a chance to go back right now, I would.
Okay.
But I got
right.
Too old.
I understand.
But I believe that our military is one of the greatest institutions of this nation. You know, it the veterans, Army, all branches do great work.
Right.
And have great people in it.
Right.
You know, some of the greatest minds in the United States are in the military, as well as in out here in the public.
Right.
So
right.
We have a chance to be great in District 7.
Right.
If we just take advantage of what we have.
Right.
You know, and more of that conservative background is why I'm running.
Right. Right.
I believe that we can change the direction of the district.
Okay.
I really do. Right now, District 7 has four of the most violent cities in Alabama.
Wow.
Four of them.
You got
parts of Birmingham, Bessemer,
right.
Selma, and Tuscaloosa, all District 7. And Tuscaloosa had it so bad that they created a violent task force.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, you also did something. You were in the ministry for quite a few years.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was in ministry 27 years.
Wow. Okay. And while you were there, you also did some with the youth, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell our audience about that.
We helped over 150 youth go to college, get degrees, change their direction from poverty to prosperity.
Right.
And all everyone I know right now is doing very well, and I keep in touch with a lot of them.
Okay.
And they keep in touch with me.
Okay.
And we also had over 100 other guys that got trades like welding, plumbing, electrician, and truck driving. We always encourage people to empower themselves, not wait on government grants.
Mm-hmm.
But the system is set for you, if you take advantage of it, to come up economically, so you don't have to depend on government service unless you have to.
Right.
And I think that's how it should go. You shouldn't have to depend on those services to live. But if you do, then it should be there for you to have, since you're in the great United States of America.
Right.
And I don't care what the Democrats say, the Republicans don't fight if you deserve it and you need it. They don't fight that.
Right. Now,
but they do fight corruption.
Right. Now, you hear a lot of Democrats, even some black Democrats, talking about the few Republicans that we have in Alabama. And I tell them that's a lie. We have a lot of black. We don't. Yes, we do, folks. We do have a lot.
We really do.
Right. And one of the problems with blacks that live in the urban cities is people are threatening them. It's kind of dangerous in those black neighborhoods where, you know, you got the hardcore Democrats, you know. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes. All you have to do, you can look at Congresswoman Terry Sewell.
Okay.
Home city of Selma. It's been on the black Democratic rule for 20 years.
Okay.
Or better. And with that black rule, the city has declined. Lost jobs. You have citizens that have moved out the district.
Right.
And if you go Republican, then you're ostracized and considered demonic.
Right, right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Everywhere you have black Republicans and they speak out, they think that, you know, I guess you're delusional, you're not informed. But I tell every Democrat that tell me that, look at the data, that part of the black decline happened when Clinton took office, and his inaugural speech was,
wow,
that he was going to build more prisons.
Okay.
He was going to build more prisons, and he was going to put 100,000 police in the street. And who you think they arrested the most during his time?
Right, right, right.
Young black men.
Right, okay.
The trend did not stop under Obama. It continued under Obama and Biden as well.
Okay.
Democrats built more prisons than Reagan and George Bush combined.
Okay.
And people don't want to look at the data, but the Republicans weren't pushing prison.
Okay.
Wow. But the Democrats, every Democratic president that hit that White House was pushing to build prisons. The Democrats privatized prisons.
Right.
One of the Republican parties.
Okay. We're going to have to hold up on you for now. We're going into our first break. So just stand by and we'll continue after the break. Okay, David?
Okay.
All right, folks. We're talking to
Thank
David.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right, no problem. We're talking to Reverend David Perry. He is a candidate for Congressional District 7. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission. And we have our special guest tonight. He is Reverend David Perry, and he's our candidate for Congressional District 7. And he's running against Congresswoman Sewell, who is a zero in my estimation. David, welcome back.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, Mr.
George. All right. Now, why did you enter this race?
I entered this race because after serving in Selma, I founded and started a church in Selma back in 2008.
Okay.
House of Prayer Christian Church. And we focus on youth and bringing the youth up. We fed over 300-400 families a month. Changed a lot of lives. But as we progressed under that Democratic leadership in Selma, murders became the norm.
Okay.
And I eulogized over 100 young men and women under the age of 35, and it broke my heart to see the decline and losing so many gifted young people in District 7. And then when you look at the economic decline, the Lord led me to retire from pastoring, and he said he'll give me another assignment. So this is what he gave me.
Okay.
And my passion is to bring change. Because I know we can change the district.
Okay.
It has everything it needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
It has great people, great resources, great natural resources, and it doesn't make any sense for District 7 to be the lowest in medium income.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the highest in poverty, the highest in people that are on social programs and the government in Alabama. Is going to fill it because it's going to increase if we don't change the district.
Right, right.
People are leaving the District 7 to go in the districts that are growing, and those districts that are growing are Republican districts.
Right, and less crime.
Less crime, less poverty, more opportunity.
Right.
And what's happening in District 7 is that the people are losing hope, and without growth, you have no hope.
That's true. That is very true.
So the lack of growth is one of the reasons why I entered this race.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we can do better.
Okay.
And I believe that the Democrats are holding back on the people because some of the policies that can bring the district up economically are Republican policies, but they will not push them.
Right, right. And you can see that in Washington with these bills that the Republicans are trying to pass, which would make it better for Alabamians and people all over the United States, and the Democrats are voting against it, especially your opponent, and also in District 2, Samari Figures. Why, you know, they voted against boys and girls and women and women sports. Why would they vote? And they have children. Why would they vote against that?
Because they have to stand with the policy that Obama created when he legalized all of that.
Okay.
He opened a door for them to hold on to, and since he is their general, he's the general of the Democratic Party, they're going to stay with a lot of his policy.
Right.
And even though his policies do not create economic growth in the black community, his policies did not increase enrollment in HBCUs, Trump's did.
Okay.
Since Trump been in office, look at the increase in HBCUs because he gave them funding where they don't have to beg for it.
Right.
And you look at how many HBCUs closed under Clinton and Obama, and then look at how many closed under Republicans.
Right.
And I don't understand why people don't look at data instead of just listening at the lies that this liberal media and social media. You got a lot of liberalism on social media as well without the facts.
Okay.
And because they so used to voting Democratic that they will continue on the decline in these communities because you want to hold on to false policies and false politicians that are going to promise you lies and never deliver.
Right.
And your children and the children are moving out the city, don't want to come back. And we still singing Kumbaya.
Okay.
But it's not right. It is wrong in the sight of God and man.
Right.
To do that to people. To use people for your own political agenda is wrong.
Right. Right. That's true. How are, you're a black man. And you're running against a black woman. And, of course, the Democrats, a lot of them, have voted for her because in my estimate there's been no good candidates running against her, and I think you're an outstanding candidate running against her. How are the black folks who voted for her in the past, are you hearing them talking about they're not going to vote for her anymore?
If they have another alternative, they will vote her out.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I think,
too. The people are tired.
Right.
They need an alternative, and they need to know a plan is in place to help them.
Right.
And it's not going to be overnight because you got to dismantle so much stuff to bring the growth.
Right. Now, speaking
of... it's just Uniontown, just one example. Uniontown still don't have clean water. They don't have a clean sewage system. They still have raw sewage running in that small town. And Terry School is supposed to have secured $34 million, but there was no oversight on the money. So the money disappeared, and the people in Perry County rose up and voted Albert Turner out because they believe that he stole the money.
Okay. Now, are these towns run by blacks?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. Really, it really is.
Every town is... Democratic that is having these problems.
Right.
The only bright spot you have in District 7 right now, other than Demopolis, is probably, Monroe County been losing 10,000 people every year.
Wow.
Not 10,000. They've been losing. 10%, rather. 10% of their population been leaving Monroe County every year since she's been in office.
Right.
They had a factory in Monroe County that could have stayed if they had put it on the opportunity zone because it was in the place for it.
Right.
But it ended up going to Mexico because they could not sustain operation in Monroe County without that opportunity zone.
Wow. And Trump created the opportunity zone under Ben Carson.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable.
Yes, he did. And a lot of people don't realize that this opportunity zone is a black Republican policy.
Right.
In collaboration, just like Martin Luther King, and blacks don't even realize this. You fighting for a party that did not want the civil rights.
Right.
The civil rights bill was not written by Democrats.
That's true.
It was written by Republicans.
That is true. But, also during that civil rights era, prior to the Civil Rights Bill, in the South, blacks had to create their own. And we had docked. I went to a all black school when I lived in Daphne, Bowen County Training School, and went from the first grade to the twelfth grade. And we had professors, we had everybody, we had black doctors, black dentists. But after the Civil Rights Bill, we lost all of that.
Because the Civil Rights Bill when they began to implement, when the Democrats got a hold of it and began to implement it, they saw a way to bring people down.
Right, right. That's
and
that
not bring
true.
It up.
That is true.
Not bring people up. If they had to follow the policy, Martin Luther King was calling for economic empowerment. He was saying, yes, increase social services for those that need it, but you need to empower people.
Right, right.
And if we don't empower the people in District 7, the district is going to keep going down.
Right. What are some of the other things that your opponent, Ms. Sua, is not doing for the people in District 7?
She has not held not one meeting with law enforcement that I know of now.
Okay.
To combat this violence, to increase police presence, and to bring, because you will not bring economic increase to District 7 as long as that crime is high.
Right.
And crime means that you're in poverty and you're in lack. That means that you're trying to get it by any means necessary.
Right.
And that is not a Republican policy. That's Democratic. That's that Democratic side effect.
Right.
So, I mean, we know that she's not going to push economic empowerment.
Right, right.
We know that.
Right.
I mean, we can look at Selma and tell that.
Right.
We can look at Uniontown and Marion and Pickens County and Choctaw County. And you can look at even in other places. They're like Bessemer is not just ranked number one in Alabama, but it's ranked three of the cities in District 7 are ranked in the nation as some of the worst cities to be in.
Yeah, you know, you always hear, you hear about Jefferson, okay, and Birmingham, but Bessemer is just as bad.
Oh, yeah, Bessemer is bad as Birmingham. Bessemer is very violent. And that's because when you go in Bessemer, you don't have the services or the opportunities to change that, and they're not pushing that. Because for one thing, Democrats focus on grants.
Right.
And you can put all of the grants you want to. You can put every grant you want to in a district, but if you're not going to empower the people, hope makes you think better.
That's true. David, we're going to have to stop you. We're going to come back after the break, okay? Because I want to continue to talking to you about this, and I want our audience to know who you are, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, folks, we'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. Continuing on our mission, and our mission right now is to get every Democrat out of office that we can, vote them out. And we have one in District 7, Congresswoman Sua, who's a black lady, but she's a zero. And we've got an outstanding Republican candidate who is, we're talking to, Reverend David Perry, and he's the man that's going to get her out. Now, David, I'm really serious about this. And, you know, this is a district that the court set aside for black Democrat, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
And she's still in District 7 telling people that they're going to lose their right to vote.
Which is a lie. Unbelievable. That's a lie.
Which is a lie. We're not going to lose our right to vote. I mean, if everybody needs to vote the best candidate that is going to do well for their district.
Right. Right.
That is going to have a district in mind, that's going to spend some time in the district, set up some offices in the district, set up some focal groups in the district to change the district. You're not going to do it if you're not on the ground, hands on.
Right, right. David, what do you think about this Save America Act? Because the Democrats, and I think she was one of the ones, and Samari Figures in District 2, they were the, used to be in District 1, now it's District 2. They were the ones who voted against that Save America Act, with that, that the Republicans want to keep illegals from voting in our elections. What do you think about that?
Well, they had to vote like that because they believe that they're going to lose votes.
Right. Okay.
If that Save America Act passed, but if you're a registered voter, you still vote.
Right.
Why are you afraid of a policy that's gonna save somebody from a false vote?
Right.
And you stand on voting rights now. Why would you vote against something that is not going to kill the black vote or any citizen vote? It's just nobody illegal going to vote.
Right. I saw something on Facebook and on the news also about Obama with his, I don't know what that is, a library in Chicago, and it's an ugly.
$820 million.
It's $1 million. And people, and you know, he is against, Obama is against, and the Democrats are against the Save America Act because they're going to require ID, okay? And you look at Obama, and guess what you need to get into his, just to go and visit, what do you need?
You need an ID.
ID. What a bunch of hypocrites.
Okay. It's a Hippocratic policy.
It's a Hippocratic policy. You know, you need an ID to get into an NAACP meeting when they have their yearly meeting. You need an ID to go to the bank. You need an ID to drive. You need an ID to get into Obama's raggedy building. And then you don't need an ID to vote to prove that you're an American citizen. I mean,
you got to have an ID to get everywhere else, on the plane,
right?
Anywhere else, but you don't need an ID to vote.
Right, right. I mean, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And now, tell me something. Do you know the population in District 7? You know the breakdown?
Yes, sir. District 7 has over 700,000 citizens.
Okay.
Selma is the biggest city in her district. It's so, bigger than Bessemer. It has more citizens than Bessemer.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
You look it up. Selma is our biggest region, but it's the most neglected. It's one of the most neglected in the district.
Right.
I mean, in Selma, a child cannot even go have a party at a trampoline park. They don't have a boys and girls club. They don't have viable park and recreation department at all. They closed several sportsplex, but you have nothing for those children to do but get in trouble.
Right, right, right. And Selma used to be nice when it was run by white people.
It was better. It was better when they were sharing power.
Right, right.
And when Mayor Smitherman was there, even though you still had that racial tension, you still had more opportunity.
Right.
You had more black businesses in business when he was when he was mayor.
Right.
And after the first term of the first black mayor, businesses started closing, and they've been closing ever since. You don't have a lot of black businesses left in Selma.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not funny, but it's coincidental because in 72, now Pritchett used to be a nice place down here in Mobile County, okay, the city of Pritchett. And then it was taken over by blacks, okay? And if you look at Pritchett now, the sheriff's department just took over the duties of the Pritchett Police Force, and they just arrested one of the black police officers who, oh, man, he committed all kinds. The feds arrested him. And it is unbelievable. And I look at my city, because I left here when I was 10. I left Daphne and went to Paterson, New Jersey, and New Jersey was a red state. New York, Massachusetts, they were all red states. Connecticut, then they foreigners start flowing in there. And you look at Paterson, New Jersey, which is about 300,000 people in that city. I used to be a cop there also. And now it's run by a Muslim mayor. And they had the Muslim prayer siren five times a day. And I look at Pritchett, I look at Selma, and how it used to be such a nice city. And look at Montgomery, too. I mean, it is horrible under Mayor Reeves, okay? Crime is, and that's a showcase
crime
city.
Crime is horrible in a lot of the district. It is horrible. And the people can't even enjoy themselves. You can't have a youth party. You can't have anything. You can't have a celebration without the fear of people getting shot up.
Right.
I think about a month ago, they had a three-year-old girl got killed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Then you had also you don't have a hospital in Pickens County.
Wow.
Now we in America.
Wow.
It's no reason not to have at least a private hospital under that opportunity zone.
Right.
To allow them 10 years with that capital gain tax to give medical services to a district that desperately needs it.
Right.
A young girl watched her father die in Pickens County because it took the ambulance almost an hour to get there because they had to come out of Tuscaloosa County.
Right. Now, you as the congressman for District 7, you have rural areas and very poor out there. So far, the congresswoman is not doing anything to get funding out there. And you're going to make that a priority?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. I would push. My plan is to push for the majority of District 7, and I wish I could make the whole zone, the whole district need to be an opportunity zone, because the opportunity zone policy would change the economic landscape of District 7 forever.
Okay.
Because it also allows existing businesses within the zone.
Okay.
To go without having to pay that tax so they can increase employment, so they can increase opportunities. But the Democrats are not going to push that policy because it's a Republican.
Okay, I understand. Also, I think as a congressperson, you can bring a lot of federal funding into those dilapidated areas, correct?
You can, and it's available to bring economic growth. The Republicans just not going to, and I agree with them, you just don't pour out social service money without a way to get the people on their feet and empowering them, because when you work and you make money, you feel better about yourself.
That's true.
When you can pay your bills without waiting on the first and the third and the 15th,
mm-hmm.
you feel better about yourself if you are empowering your family.
Right.
If you're able to take your wife out to eat, if you're able to take your kids to a movie. But if all you can do is just pay them bills, then the next thing you're going to do is also in District 7, you have an increase in fentanyl and meth and alcoholism.
Right.
And that stems from is a high rate of depression in District 7.
Right. Now, there's also a lot of farmland out there, right?
A lot of farmland. And believe it or not, the farmers need help.
Right.
But they can sustain more, you know, if they got a city close to them to where at least, you know, you have economic empowerment around you to help your farm.
Right, right.
You know? So, I mean, District 7 has some great cattle farmers, a lot of black cattle farmers in District 7.
Okay. Okay, and you also have a lot of veterans, and you're a veteran, so you can help them. Farmers need help, especially veteran farmers.
They do.
They need help.
But when you have democratic policies and democratic rule, they're not going to get the help that they need.
Right, right. And one thing the Democrats always do is talk about, cutting back on police funding, you know, for law enforcement. And that's a bad thing, in my opinion. And what are you going to do about that?
Increase it.
Okay.
You got to increase the funds for police presence.
Okay.
Increase the funds for pretrial prison to try to get somebody not to go to prison. You got to increase funding with the police department so you can bring the crime down. If you cut in police departments and you cut funding the police department, you're going to defund the police and your crime rate is out the roof?
Right.
Who's going to regulate it? Even the Bible tells you that the law is not a terror to the righteous, but to the wicked.
Right. That's true.
You know, yes, you have some bad police officers on both sides. You have black bad police officers. You got white bad police officers. But you need to leave that to the department to kill that bad behavior that police officers are doing in the street. And if the people know that they can report it and something going to happen and it not be covered up, then more police officers be exposed for the stuff that they're doing that are not right.
Right.
But you need to put more police on the street. You need to put more deputies in the rural. And you also need to increase the amount of counseling for these kids that are going through trauma.
Okay.
Without their fathers, bad schools, a lot of bullying, a lot of social media presence. You have to put in a systemic plan to make sure that you bring the district up to where it's safe for all people.
Right. That is true.
I would not invest into an area. If I have a company, if I have a multi-million-dollar company, why would I take my company to an area that is high crime?
True. Well, you know, we got about another minute, but I'm going to hold you over because I want our citizens to know how they can help you, because I know financially it takes a lot, okay? And you need help, and we're going to be talking about it after the break, how we can give you that help financially, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks. We will be right back after these messages. We're talking to Reverend David Perry, who's a candidate for Congressional District 7. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. And I really love doing this show like this because we're talking to our candidate, Reverend David Perry, who is going to be going up against, well, there's a female in August is the election, and there's a female that's in the election, and she, I've never heard of her. You know, this is a black district, and this district is has been set aside by the court. So what we've done is we've gone out and gotten a good black candidate, impeccable record, to run in this primary. So there's a white female, but never heard of her, don't know who she is, and she's running against David. So, folks, we need to put David for him to win this primary in August, and then we need him to run in the general election against Congresswoman Sewell. So, David, do you hear that?
Yes, sir.
And what do you think about that?
Man, that is a great plan. We need to win this election in August 11th, and I need everybody's support. I know I can win against Terry Sewell.
Okay.
I know that I can bring change to the district. And I know that if we band together, if we fight this thing together, we can bring great change to District 7 and make Alabama even a greater state.
Okay.
Because District 7 is holding Alabama back. When
That's
people
true.
Look at where to locate a business in Alabama, they bypass District 7.
Right.
You know, the only thing you got going in District 7 mainly is data centers, and that's going to hurt the community because it's going to pull a lot of power.
Yeah. So you have a lot of property and crime.
You do. And you have great you have citizen flight from the district.
Right. Right.
Now every county I've been at almost every county in this election cycle since May. Okay. I have been in almost every county in the district.
Right.
And everybody is suffering.
Okay.
And I was already serving in the county because I'm familiar with the problems in Wilcox County, Dallas County, all the way down to Clark County, Pickens County, Choctaw County, Hale County. I'll be in Hale County this Saturday at 4 o'clock for the Republican picnic.
Good, good.
And if you're in Hale County, come on out and hear what we have to say, because I believe that we can, if we get together and we unite under this GOP banner, that we can get rid of this Democratic policy and these Democratic leaders in District 7 and hold them accountable.
Right.
Because one of the first thing I would do, for real, is put in, I want to know where all that grant money went to that didn't reach the people.
Right.
Because I believe some of them Democratic leaders need to go to jail.
Okay. Okay. I understand. And I agree. I agree with you. Okay.
Because I've seen too much hurt. I've seen too much pain from their policies. You have one entity getting grants to bring down crime, another entity bring it up, and it just balances out to a zero. And that's how the Democrats want it. They want it like that.
Okay.
They want the people afraid they're going to lose their vote, afraid they're going to lose their social checks. But God has a better plan, and we got a better plan.
Okay. Okay.
Than they have for the district.
Right. Right. Now,
and I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about this change. I've seen too much pain in this district.
Right. Now, I know you need some financial help. How can our audience, our listening audience, help you financially?
You can go to davidperryforcongress.com on my website. You will have all the links for to help us finance this campaign. We have Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, all the links on there.
Okay.
And we're gonna add another one. We're gonna put Zelle on the link as well.
Okay.
But we need some funding in. Right now, we need more signs and postcards. So if you are interested in changing District 7, please support davidperryforcongress.com. Support me, and I promise you, I will bring change to District 7. I will fight with everything in me because I do not hold my tongue when it comes to these Democrats and this policy.
Okay.
I know that we can do better, and we can do better with better leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And more accountability. You have all these grants coming in there, but no accountability.
Right.
It didn't make any sense for $34 million to disappear out of Uniontown, and you still got sewage.
Wow.
You still got sewage in Marion, Alabama. This is 2026.
Right.
And you mean to tell me that you can't get feces out of a city?
And you know, the sad thing about that is that there are federal funding for that.
It disappeared.
Oh, unbelievable.
The people are still suffering. And that's why the people in Perry County voted Albert Turner out.
Okay.
Because he was part of that corruption. He was one of Terry Sewell's generals. Been one of her generals for years down there in the Black Belt. But the people are tired. And it's just like one constituent that he did on his Facebook page. Because Albert Turner said, MAGA is trying to take over Perry County. And he came on his Facebook and said, how? We got one Republican county commissioner and 29 Democrats in Perry County. But you trying to blame President Trump on the problems in Perry County. He said, you can't tell that lie anymore.
Okay.
Because that's a lie.
Wow.
You have Democratic leaders leading these cities, but blaming Republicans in Washington for what's going on with them.
Right.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
The Democrats have a good blame game, don't they?
They do. And they know how to twist it to get the people to feel, to get into that field stage and thinking they're going to lose something instead of gaining something.
Right, right.
But if you talk to any blacks living in Republican districts, they don't struggle as much.
Right, right.
Because the policies increase economic growth. You have better schools.
Okay.
You have more opportunities, and you have more kids staying put. They're not moving out. They're taking advantage of opportunities at home, because why would I want to go 500-600 miles away from my family if I can get me a job within that region?
Right.
Then I will stay home and keep my talents right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to do. We need to increase it.
Right.
We need to increase the opportunities in District 7 so we can bring growth for hope.
Right. Right. Now,
so we bring growth to people, we get their hope back.
Right. Now, give us that email again so we can get these people out here to give you some financial backing, okay?
DavidPerryForCongress.com.
DavidPerryForCongress.com. Folks, you hear that. I mean, you know, no matter how much it is, send it to David so we can help him get this Democrat, this zero Democrat female out of office, folks. David Perry. All right, Dave, we're going to have you on again before the election, okay?
All right, God bless you so much, man. Thank you so much. Everybody out there, God bless you. Praying for you. Pray for District 7. And whatever you do, support David Perry for Congress, District 7. August 11th, primary. If I win, I think I can beat, and I know it, that we'll beat Terry Sewell in November, because my mouth is not going to stay shut about what's going on in District 7.
All right. Dave, we appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you on again, okay?
All right. God bless you. Y'all be well.
God bless you, too. All right, folks. That was candidate David Perry. We need to get him in office. He's running against a female in the primary and in August. You need to vote for him. I know our program goes all over the place, all over the world, because we're on the internet also when we speak, folks. So if you know people in District 7 who can help, please get on the phone and have them, tell them to please send some financial backing to DavidPerry.com. That's what he said, right, Philip? Yeah.
DavidPerryForCongress.com.
Okay, folks, I'm going to send him something. I'm going to do it from on the app, Cash App. I'll send him something because I really want this man, and all of us should want to get those Democrats out of office in Alabama. They're no good. They're no good for Alabamians, folks. They're no good for crime prevention, and that's the way it is. So think about it. It's not just David Perry. It's crime. It's everything to give the people hope, okay? And we need to get them out of office. We'll be back next week, same time. Until then, folks, Vicondales.